TheZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa. Oh, hell yeah!
Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to pull up the bootstraps and get after it. Waking up with a purpose each morning is what life is all about. We are back better than ever. And good morning and welcome back to the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for the Chicago Bears. And alongside me each week is my co-host and good friend, one of the best attorneys in all of Chicago, David Spada. David, you get a big hug and kiss from me this morning because you brought the donuts in, and I love those apple fritters.
Exactly, Robin. I was driving my wife in this morning, and I said, I got to stop and get Robin his donuts because he's going to complain all show.
All day, baby. You know,
plus, we have a guest here, so we've got to feed the guest.
Absolutely. Well, let me get with the rest of it here. During the next hour or so, and every Friday, we are on TalkZone.com. David and I have some fun, bring us some great guests from the world of sports, talk some legal issues, of course, and comment on some events, and whether you like our opinions or not, they're like belly buttons. You know, everyone's got one. You know, that's the nice way of saying it. Each week, the Barely Legal Show is brought to you by the Mike North Webbio Productions, the great taste in coffee from Stewart's, Next Step Medical Group, and the Liberty Chicago WiMAX team, where you can join the power of three. Sign on to the Liberty International Digital Home Phone Service for only $24.95 a month with no contracts, no tax, and keep your same phone number. Imagine, no more slamming and cramming by the big telcos. Don't want to mention any names, but one starts with the letters AT&T. You get unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico with over 20 free call features. And when you refer three customers, and here's the power of the three, your phone service is absolutely free. And a big thank you goes out to Randy Meyer, the engineer behind the glass, and Lonnie, our internist. And David, I think I got a sneaky suspicion she's going to be a bit busy over the next hour or so. But in studio today with us, we are so pleased and honored and give up some of his time here. We have Lou Friedman, who authored the baseball great Fergie Jenkins book, Like Nobody Else. Later, we will be talking to Fergie and former Cubs outfielder Keith Moreland. Will help give us some insight on what the heck is going on with our Cubs and White Sox. Well, Lou, I want to, you know, you gave me your business card here this morning, and I've seen millions of business cards. This is the first now. Author, journalist, sports in Alaska. Wow.
Well, I live in Chicago now, but I used to live in Alaska.
Okay.
And I've worked and written many books about Alaska as well as Chicago sports. I see that, you know, there was a rumor of donuts, but I didn't see any when I got here.
Oh, man.
Robin ate them all.
Did we eat them all?
That's where they went.
You know what we're going to do? Because Randy is going to run in the studio here to make sure that Lou's mic is... Oh, we got to get the right
mic. He's got the wrong mic.
That's it. Mislead me.
You know what?
They bring me in off the street. Give me the wrong microphone.
Okay. That's why you played football.
Can you hear okay? That's the key.
I could hear you before.
Okay. You know what?
You just couldn't hear me.
Man, things sound a whole lot nicer all of a sudden.
It sounded like we were in a tunnel.
Now it's in stereo and stuff, like modern inventions.
Look at this.
Wow.
It sounded like the old Morse code.
So, Lou, you wrote a couple of books for Fergie, didn't you?
Nope, just the first one.
Just the first one?
No, we've interviewed him before for other books about the Cubs. And we hit it off. He's a very good guy.
Is baseball really your passion? I mean, as far as writing or outdoors, because you got this Alaska thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
I actually came to Chicago for the Tribune, the dearly lamented. Does it still come out, by the way, the Tribune?
I don't know, they're all in bankruptcy.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, they're in bankruptcy. Everybody's in bankruptcy.
Hell, WMAQ went bankrupt today. What the heck, you know?
You know, they come and they go.
But,
you know, they brought me here to write the outdoors and other sports. So,
okay.
I was a sidebar man on the Bears, team coverage for the paper for 6 years, and college basketball. Baseball's always been very dear to me. I haven't covered it as a beat, but I followed it since I was had the strange stress of growing up as a Red Sox fan in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Moved to Chicago, so, you know, we're the three teams at that point were the longest in history without World Series titles.
That's right. Both Sox and the Cubs.
And now they left the Cubs by themselves.
Yeah.
Now the both Soxes have won.
Both Sox. And now the both Sox have actually won a couple here in the last, or at least this decade.
The curse of the Bambino is over.
It is. It is. You know, when I growing up in New England, there was a saying, the Red Sox will win it in my lifetime. Now, they did it for me, but my father actually fit right in the middle of that. He was born in 1921, 3 years after they last won it, and died 4 years before they won it.
Oh,
and he
boy.
Could live almost 80 years and not have them win it.
Not have them win it. Well, we're looking forward to bringing on Fergie and of course, Keith Moreland, who's down in Texas. I guess he's David did some investigation work as his attorneys. They're supposed to do that once in a while, you know.
It's called discovery.
Discovery.
Ooh.
But it'll be kind of interesting because, Lou, I was talking to you before we went on the air here, that Fergie, Keith, and I actually did an appearance together for a clothing store back in 1982. Now, who ever thunk, how many years later, 27 years later, that you would be the glue that would come into the studio so I can reunite with Keith and Fergie?
It's like six degrees of separation.
Or less, maybe three. In fact, that was one of the jokes we used to have in Alaska because it was such a huge state geographically, but
sure.
There's so few people that it was 3 degrees of separation in Alaska where you knew everybody.
3 degrees, huh?
Three degrees.
A couple of Eskimos, a couple of snowballs, a couple of sled dogs. Pretty much.
You knew everybody.
You're right
on
it.
That was
it,
yeah.
How about that?
What do you think about this whole Jake Peavy thing that happened yesterday? It was incredible here.
Well, I thought the White Sox needed him. I think they do need a pitcher. I think Fergie could step into the rotation right now and help them.
They sure in the hell needed a pitcher yesterday.
20-1. They said if they wouldn't have scored, it would have been the biggest defeat in Sox history.
It equaled it because they lost a 19-0 game once before.
It's incredible. So. But here's the thing: I have a problem with Peavy here. The problem with Peavy is that he had this no trade clause. He exercised it. Why are these Major League Baseball teams having these no-trade clauses in contracts? You're giving these guys millions of dollars here, and then you're also giving the right to veto trades. Doesn't this guy want to win? Rob, when you played football here, if you had a chance to go to someone who was in the playoffs last year, wouldn't you want to play with that team rather than sit in San Diego with a team that's basically one of the worst teams in baseball?
You know what? I heard his interview the other last night. It was on the news, and he was talking about, well, you know, he wants it's the best for his family to stay in San Diego. Well, the weather's nice there.
Maybe his son's a surfer or something.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But if he wants to come to a winner, well, you know, the Pods were kind of active in the playoff hunt the last couple years ago. But right now, if I, I'll get a chance to Google up MLB, but I think they're in last place in the West, aren't they?
They won like five straight games, but yeah, they're not a competitive team.
No, that five straight wins is an accident. You know,
they've
been cutting payroll.
What did they play?
That's why they want to get rid of them.
Did he play Washington and Colorado the last five games?
The Cubs swept them or won 2 out of 3, and then they basically won 5 games since then, and now the Cubs are playing the Padres tonight, and Peavy's pitching. But here, if you're the Sox fans, you got to be upset here because why is this guy shunning the Sox here? I mean, again, the guy's making $8 million a year. He's going to make $9 million, $10 million in the next 2 years. He has a $21 million option, which he wants the team to basically exercise if he accepts a trade. But that's not enough. He wants to pitch in the National League so he could hit. And then he said, if I do go to the American League, I'll go to the Angels. I'll stay in California. Again, the teams did it themselves. You know what? My proposal is get rid of these no-trade clauses. Get rid of these guaranteed contracts in baseball and let these guys earn it like they do in the NFL.
Lou, it's always good to have an attorney on your side here. You know, he knows more trivia, more stuff. Well, he grew up in Chicago. You know, Dave, what are you at,
37.
I'm 54, but I didn't grow up here as a kid. You know, I was a Packer fan in Seattle. See, pretty close
and you
to
admit
Alaska.
That. You admit
yeah.
that?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Don't laugh. I used to go to Seahawks games from Alaska, and they actually used to count it as their territory. They would send players up in the off season, make appearances.
You know, with the White Sox, I mean, you know, I turned on the radio and I was in the third inning and all of a sudden I heard it was 9-0. I was like, what the heck? 9-0. And of course Ed Farmer says, well, if these White Sox are gonna get back in the game, we gotta do one thing. We gotta stop them scoring and we gotta score some runs. Gee whiz.
That's real analysis.
That was a real analysis.
It's also two things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't count.
But anyway, yeah, Arizona stepped ahead of Colorado because they've won five in a row now. Actually, they stepped ahead of Arizona.
They won six in a row. I'm looking right now.
Yeah, but they're still 9.5 games back from the Dodgers. Of course, I don't think anyone's going to catch the Dodgers this year. But anyway,
when did you cover the Bears? I wanted to get into that.
2001 through, you know, six seasons there.
You know. Okay, so you got the Super Bowl, 06.
They were in it.
Yep. Yep.
I remember. It seems like a long time ago, but
boy, doesn't it?
You know,
you remember a lot. I'm going through this biography here. You got Fergie, you wrote a book on the Bears. You covered the Celtics. You wrote a book, The Dynasty, The Rise of the Celtics. They came out the year they won last year. You wrote a book about the Steelers. They came out after this year's Super Bowl here. You're like a good luck charm. So you're writing. You're going to write a book about the Cubs this year so they could be in the World Series?
I already have. Fergie's out.
Oh.
You're holding a copy practically.
And then you mentioned something about you're writing a book right now about Wrigley.
Just starting, yeah.
Just so
it's got a picture book that'll come out before the end of the year.
You know what that means? They're going to win the World Series this year because you're writing about Wrigley Field, and that's where the Cubs play.
I'd like to think I'm not jinxing them anyway. They have enough jinx.
They got the goat.
I believe in the goat.
Okay, so we got here the Chicago Bears, the Complete Illustrated History. I know that book. Yeah. In fact, I'm in that book. I think there's a picture in there. Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I should have checked before I came over and said, hey, you're on page 82.
Hey.
You know, we're gonna take a short commercial break. We have some technical difficulties here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. This is the Barely Legal Show. Stay tuned.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? Then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.